AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Happy Thanksgiving. The New York Police Marching Band is among the performers on the ground at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. In the air, the traditional balloons. This is the 90th Macy's Parade. New floats include Charlie Brown, The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and...
We got Pokemon, so we know everyone's going to be excited from Pokemon Go. So we're pumped.
John Summers is one of the many balloon handlers. Lots of people are lining the streets leading to the Macy's store. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill says there are a lot of officers there as well.
We do New Year's, we do 4th of July, so this year we have blocker trucks, we have 83 sand trucks, and we have 114 blocker vehicles to prevent any vehicles from coming on the route.
More than 80 sanitation trucks filled with sand were placed at intersections and other places around the parade route as barriers against any kind of attack. President-elect Donald Trump is spending Thanksgiving with his family at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. There's a search going on in the Bay Area of California for two escaped inmates. Four inmates got out of jail in Santa Clara County by using a makeshift rope made of bedding and clothing. Two were later recaptured. The other two were still at large, were facing false imprisonment and weapons charges, among other counts, when they made their escape. Thousands of people have been evacuated in Israel. A wildfire is burning through parts of the city of Haifa. Mickey Rosenfeld is with the Israeli police.
There isn't an issue of terrorism. We are considering and looking into the possibility how the fires started, whether they were deliberate or not.
Now, he said they don't think it is terrorism, but Israel's prime minister is blaming arsonist terror for some of the fires. No winner last night in the big Powerball lottery jackpot, and the big prize for Saturday night is now up to $403 million. This is AP Radio News. It's almost as big a tradition as Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving is turkey and stuffing. It's the NFL. Just getting started is the Minnesota Vikings visiting the Detroit Lions. Detroit tight end Eric Ebron says this game is big for a few reasons.
It's the biggest game of the year because it's the next one, man. It's, you know, we're fighting this team for first place, and we got to get it done.
Both teams are 6-4. The Lions won earlier at Minnesota. Later in Dallas, it's an NFC East matchup between the Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins says this is a perfect chance to move a little closer in the standings to the first-place Cowboys.
Great atmosphere. It's a great venue. It's a great team we're playing. They'll be ready to go, and we've got to match that intensity.
There is one more game tonight on Thanksgiving in Indianapolis. It's the 5-5 Colts hosting the 5-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.